Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the NewsHour. We're going to get hyper-local for you for a few moments as we bring you words from some of the 2019 recipients of CityView's Business Journal, 19 Business People Who Made a Difference in 2019. So here's how it all shook out. The monthly magazine had a call for nominations and then selected 19 individuals to honor at a gala presentation event. The 19 people recognized included, in alphabetical order, Denise Bickford, Penny Carroll, Luis Cruz, Bruce Gerlman, E.J. Giovanetti, Gene Jones, Jason Kernt, Dan Knupp, Marty Martin, Jim Miller, Jackie Norris, Christine Osborne, Teresa Rivas, Scott Seelinger, Mary Simon, Michelle Starkenberg, Randy Tennyson, and Bobby Joe Wolf. Now, I wasn't able, due to the large crowd of award winners and their fans, to speak to everyone. I regret that, but we just had a massive amount of people there, and everybody was having a pretty good time, so we weren't able to get everybody, but we do have words from some of the award winners. I kick off this segment with the owner-publisher of CityView Business Journal. His name is Shane Goodman, and I ask him, why did you do what you've just done for these award winners?
Well, it's the best part of our job. You know, it's fun to recognize people, including you. So we've got 19 people tonight. It happens to be 2019. We thought that sounded like a good number. Of course, next year we'll do 20 and so on. But this really originated with a business journal that we used to publish in the suburbs. So we did one in the Urbandale, Johnston, Grimes area, and one in Waukee and West Des Moines. And we did this event then, and it was a hit. Unfortunately, those business journals weren't, but there were many things that people liked and appreciated. So we moved that into CityView, where we can now announce the good news for all these folks to 85,000 monthly readers. So it really expanded the circulation reach of it, and we took with it this wonderful event.
So, Shane, one of the things I think that is unique about CityView is that you have married the lifestyle portion of what goes on in the greater Des Moines metro with the business side of this. How has that worked out from a business standpoint?
Well, I think CityView is a lot of things to a lot of different people. I mean, for some people, it's about live music. For some, it's about food. For some, it's about theater and the arts. And for some, it's about business. And we think that with that massive of a readership, we can be a little bit of everything to everyone. In terms of making money, you know, this event is one that certainly doesn't make money, but it does so many good things. And we're fortunate to have a sponsor like Mediacom Business that helps offset a lot of these costs, a number of other great partners that we're working with on this. So combined, you know, certainly we're in business to make money. We want to do that. But we also want to recognize people and just really let them get the recognition they deserve. You know, and all these people were nominated. So we received nominations randomly. We had a selection committee to go through those and then pick the group that's here tonight of the 19.
Well, we look forward to visiting with several of the award winners. And Shane, thanks so very much for visiting with us.
Well, congratulations to you for being one of them. You certainly do as much as anyone for the business community, and I'm thankful for that, and I know others are too.
Michelle Starkenberg of Ankeny was feted on this night, and I asked her about her work.
My work is a lot to do with Viridian in town. I manage the branch there. Love it. Been there 14 years. And then in addition, this year, I'm chairing the Ankeny Chamber. And that's been 9 years of being on the board.
Well, one of the things about being a chamber person is that you get to meet so many of these emerging businesses throughout your community. I guess that's a real thrill, yeah?
Absolutely. That's the best part about being with the Ankeny Chamber is all the people you get to meet and all the businesses you get to know.
Well, congratulations on your award from the folks at the Business Journal. This is a nice evening.
Thank you so much.
Longtime Urbandale City Councilperson E.J. Giovanetti was given an award for his community service and efforts. You know, he's already had a building named after him. And for transparency, I've known E.J. for years. I asked him what this award means to him.
Well, it, as it I'm sure does to everybody, you're flattered, you're honored by it. the question you always ask yourself is, do I really deserve it? And really, I have to tell you that if anything that I was got accomplished or got attributed to me was simply because I was surrounded by people who wanted to go someplace. Nobody goes anyplace without nobody goes anyplace alone, is what I'm trying to say.
As you look at Urbandale, and you've been such a stalwart supporter of that community, where do you see Urbandale going in the next 10 to 15 years?
I think, to be honest with you, I think it's just going to keep being what it is now. Bigger and bolder, maybe. But I don't see any really significant change. I think Urbandale, like many of the suburbs, many communities, is unique. It's a little bit of country and it's a little bit of city. And I think that's why people come there. I think that's why they stay. And I think every community is a little different personality. And I think Urbandale is really one of those unique communities.
EJ, thanks so much for your time. And congratulations, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. And the same to you.
One of the other award winners from the Business Journal is our friend Jim Miller. And full transparency, Jim and I have known each other for a long time. Congratulations, Jim.
Thank you. And to you too, Michael.
So tell me, you're out of Waukee. You are a huge fan of bicycling all across the metro. What does an award like this mean to you? I know that you're in the business of financial services, but beyond that, when you're recognized by the Business Journal, what does that mean?
It's humbling. I mean, it's, you know, to have people in the community put your name forward and to be recognized, it is very humbling. You know, that's not really why you're doing it, but right. It's nice recognition.
So what about Waukee? You know, you just had a city election there. You've got a new mayor in town. It's one of the fastest growing communities in all of central Iowa. What do you envision Waukee being like in the next 5 to 10 years?
I see a lot more growth. The project we're currently working on is a very different from the last one. So the last one was focused on the bike trail. This one's focused on special needs population. And so it's a combination of a Miracle League field, a fishing pier, and an all-inclusive playground. And it's all going to be built at the new second high school up in Waukee.
The second high school. It's one of those things where you guys just keep growing, like our friends to the north up in Ankeny that now have two high schools as well.
And a third coming.
It's pretty amazing what's happening in the greater Des Moines metro. Jim, congratulations to you. A much-deserved honor, and good to see you again, my friend.
Thanks, Michael.
Jackie Norris is an amazing woman. Having served as chief of staff to First Lady Michelle Obama, she came back to the Des Moines metro and now heads up Goodwill Industries. I asked Jackie about the impact Goodwill has on our greater community.
Yeah, I think the story that most people don't know about Goodwill is that we focus on employing and helping people get employed if they have a barrier to employment. Might be disability, they might have a criminal background, they may have issues that have held them back from working. And so our mission, our reason for being, is to help those people get placed in Central Iowa.
And this is a long-term effect on people's lives, isn't it?
It's transformational. When you think about it, when somebody has a job, it means that they receive a regular wage that may cover rent. It may cover food on the table. So it's not just impacting one person and their purpose and dignity, but it's also it has family impacts as well.
One of the things that Martin Luther King Jr. used to say on regularity, that there is dignity in work.
Yeah. Look, there's nothing like seeing somebody's face when they get a job. They've been accepted, and it's a really good feeling that they can be accepted into a workplace and show up and give their best efforts every single day.
Well, congratulations. Say hello to your husband, John. He's one of my favorite people in the entire planet. Of course, that doesn't go without you as well. So, Jackie, congratulations.
And you the same. Thank you.
One of the 19 business people who are making a difference in Central Iowa is Christine Osborne. Now, Christine is heading up the opening of a new location for Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's going to be located in the Jordan Creek Town Center area. I asked her about that new adventure.
Super exciting, Michael. Thank you. Thank you so much. We are really excited to start this next chapter in our business.
So tell us a little bit about the business. We just had Chris on with us a couple of weeks ago talking about the rare coins and the business and the move from Merle Hay Road out to the suburbs. Why is that move important to the growth of your company?
Certainly. So we just, you know, really want to serve our clients and serve them well. And when we start looking at who they are and where they go and where is she on her route and how can we meet her and meet her needs, we decided that the West Des Moines community and the growth that's happening there was really where we needed to be as well.
And it's a fabulous looking facility as well. You guys have spared no expense. But from what Chris tells me, you're still committed to making the jewelry affordable.
Absolutely. That is what we are all about and we've been about. And next year we celebrate 40 years in business. So we want to continue to do that for another 40.
Christine, congratulations on your award.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Scott Seelinger is an executive with Cognizant, but does a world of work in the volunteer sector. Another reason that he was selected as one of the 19 business people who are making a difference in Central Iowa. I asked him about his work on behalf of others.
Yeah, I try and be as involved as I can, and certainly a little bit of credit to my wife and kids with allowing me to be out of the house and doing all of it. But definitely with the chamber downtown as a president is big right now. But I try and give back in many ways. The Des Moines Embassy Club Chamber, my church board chamber, or church board, excuse me, the Pheasants Forever, I'm on the board there. Part of the American Heart Association executive leadership team. So I just try and give back in as many ways as I can.
And it all matters. It really does. At the end of the day, the volunteer work that so many people do here in Greater Des Moines Metro really do make our community one of the best communities available. So congratulations to you, Scott. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Thank you very much.
Luis Cruz has an interesting story. Coming to Iowa as an immigrant and entering the workforce as a dishwasher, Luis is now the general manager of a restaurant and one of the people making a difference in Central Iowa.
Thanks so much. Yes, I feel very proud of getting this recognition. Starting from a very low position as I moved to the U.S. when I was 18 years old, I didn't know much about culture. I didn't know much about language. It was a big barrier for me. But that didn't stop me from being able and wanting to help others, especially children that are out there that need help. To me, this is important because by being a Latino immigrant, it makes me and makes me feel proud and kind of show the community that we're here to help them, you know, because there's been a bad reputation about Latinos and they come here and take and give. And we're here to help as much as we can. So I'm very proud and very happy and glad that I've been recognized for this award.
One of the things, Luis, that we just had on the Business News Hour today is the wage disparity when it comes to Latinos here in the United States. Highly likely that Latinos will be 41% more likely to have wages under $20,000 a year. Your wages are higher than that, but you've worked hard for that. What would you like to tell immigrant community members out there that are struggling right now, maybe working one or two jobs and trying to manage a family? You've been there. Talk to us about that.
Yes, I've been there. I've been on the low income, you know, but I will tell my community to just keep working hard, you know, keep working hard. And the most important is please educate yourself. You know, the only way you're going to find more doors is if you educate yourself, you learn the language, you learn the culture. And that's going to open a lot of doors for you. You know, so that's the key right there. You know, we come to a country where we need to know the language. We need to know their culture. So if we start by that, you're going to be opening a lot of more doors. And that will make you to a better life and a higher income, of course.
Luis, congratulations on your award. Well done and welcome.
Thank you so much.
The final individual that I had the opportunity to visit with is Dan Knopf. He is the executive director of the Greater Des Moines Home Builders Association. I asked him about that organization and more, like affordable housing and workers, and here's what Dan had to say.
You know, the Home Builders Association, most of our community recognizes us through the Home Show Expo and our trade show. It's the Home and Remodeling Show. But what we've really transitioned into is trying to, well, not transition to, but added to what we do is this push to try to get kids into the trades. So we've added Build My Future. We've been out at schools more than we've ever been, and it's really an exciting time for us.
One of the things that we cover in the news on a regular basis is the lack of affordable homes in the United States. And affordability is really tough, especially when individuals have student debt and they've got all kinds of other issues. How does the Home Builders Association take a look at that dearth of affordable homes, and what might you guys do about it?
Well, there's two things, and I would love to have a longer conversation. Absolutely. Because there's affordable housing, which we think of as subsidized housing, governments involved, but then there's housing affordability. And there's a big push on our part to make housing affordable, not necessarily subsidized. So we look at exactly what you're saying. How do we look at that dirt and find ways to make more people afford it? Right now, up to 25% of the cost of every home is due to regulation. So those are things that in some cases are good. In some cases, they're very onerous. And we could eliminate many of them. So we really look and push towards housing affordability as an association and try to get more people involved. And if we look at the studies of the people that are moving here, we need to focus on it as a community because we are lacking housing and housing that's affordable.
And final question about that, and again, congratulations on your award, but these are real issues that are impacting communities all over the United States. What about when it comes to finding employees? What are your members talking about when it comes to finding carpenters and bricklayers and all the trades groups that are so responsible for building the homes?
Well, it seems like the tide is starting to turn. I don't want to say it has turned, but for a couple of generations, the message at school has been, you have to go to college, right? And so I think we're starting to get past that. The struggle isn't with the kids anymore, it's with the parents. And I know you've heard this, I can tell by having this conversation, that's where we're at, right? Every generation wants kids, their kids, to do better than they did, and that generally means getting an education. Our world is full of education. It's just whether you're paying for it or someone else is paying for it. We're out like never before. April 15th is our Build My Future this year. We expect over 3,000 high school students to be at the event. I would love to talk to you about it more. Absolutely. I would love to have you out there and talk about it at our event. And it's really amazing. It's unbelievable. The schools are turning. I mean, schools like Waukee and Ankeny and Urbandale, schools where we think all of those kids are going to college, they're not. The message is starting to resonate, and we're really excited about it.
Congratulations again, and we will make that date. I'd love to talk to you about that.
Thank you, Michael. Good to see you.
Well, there you have it. Several of the 19 individuals that received CityView's Business Journal Award for their outstanding efforts in business here in Central Iowa. I wish that we would have had each recipient on, but we just couldn't make it through everybody. Our thanks to all of our guests for their time, and once again, congratulations to each and every person. What you do does make a difference. Well, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and our staff and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.